One of the unanticipated impacts of the war in Syria is playing out in Turkey, and it has to do with polygamy. It's a practice that was outlawed about 90 years ago in Turkey, but now with the mass arrival of Syrian refugees, polygamy appears to be on the rise as Turkish men take on Syrian women as second and third wives. Fariba Nawa reports from Kilis, near the Syrian border.
Kinda was married to a wealthy merchant in Aleppo, but 4 years ago, he was kidnapped and killed. And the kidnappers also threatened Kinda's young son. So her parents paid a smuggler and fled with Kinda and her son to Turkey. They settled in the small border town of Kilis, which now has more Syrians than Turks. Money was scarce, and Kinda figured if she married again, her parents wouldn't have to support her. So Kinda, who was 29, agreed to marry a 65-year-old Turkish businessman named Jalal. He already had a wife, 3 children, and 8 grandkids.
A lot of people proposed to me, but they wanted me to relocate to Ankara or other cities, and my mom wouldn't agree to that. So when Jalal proposed to me, I prayed for guidance, and I dreamed that it would be a good marriage, so I agreed.
That was 3 years ago. Now Kinda and Jalal have a home separate from Jalal's first family, and they have 2 young children of their own. Jalal says he married Kinda because he and his first wife weren't getting along.
I was telling friends that I was having problems with my wife, so word of mouth, they found me someone.
He tells me he chose a young Syrian wife because they're beautiful, and they're good housewives, and they're not as financially demanding as Turkish women. Jalal says his first wife agreed to the marriage, but I couldn't confirm that. He didn't want me to talk to her. Anyway, he says, it's his Islamic right to have a second wife, and he thinks the Turkish government should legalize it.
A lot of people can benefit from that. A lot of Syrians are on the streets, and it could be helpful for both sides.
This grandfather isn't the only one making a bid for legalizing polygamy in Turkey. Hasan Açıkalın is a conservative pro-government commentator, and he's advocated for it on TV. He argues that the second wives are being denied legal rights. They're treated like mistresses, without access to inheritance or child support. And the number of these arrangements seem to be rising. The Syrian Observatory for Human Rights reported at least 5,000 polygamous marriages were performed by Muslim clerics in Kilis, from 2011 to 2014, and the government is turning a blind eye. One Kilis prosecutor who asked me not to use his name says even lawyers and judges in town have been taking on Syrian wives. It's all in keeping with a government that's becoming more socially and religiously conservative, at the expense of women. That's according to a women's rights advocate who didn't want to be identified.
Now they are making divorces harder, and they almost banned abortion. And they are encouraging people to get married in an early age. And all this change also makes it very okay to have the polygamy.
As for the Syrian women entering these marriages, they may have little choice. Nur Burhan, a Syrian gender researcher with the Center for Civil Society and Democracy in Gaziantep, says poverty, war, and honor are driving Syrian families to marry off their daughters, some as young as 10, as second and third wives. Kinda, who fled Aleppo, experienced some of that pressure, though she wasn't a child bride. She tells me she's happy with Jalal, that he's a kind and patient man. But as she holds and feeds her new baby, she speaks in Arabic, a language her husband doesn't understand.
She says, I don't mind if he keeps his first wife, but I'm worried about my future. If he divorces his first wife, then I'll be the primary wife and my marriage will be registered officially and this can secure my future. For the World, Fariba Nawa, Kilis, Turkey.